Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show today. Going to be implementing it. And
the enhancements.
I would like to enhance the show today. Yeah, I'd like to enhance the show as well today.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, if you ask me,
there'll be committees involved.
Let the word salad begin, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
How about a robust conversation?
That'd be good. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a robust conversation. Exactly right. Today on the program.
We need a blue ribbon panel to...
I think so, yeah, exactly. A task force. Let's do a task force. Yeah, right, okay.
We'll come up with a plan.
There we go, baby! Yes, the eagle is flying. The stripes are red, white, and blue. That flag. There it is. Exactly right. Glad to have you on the program. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here, as you can hear. Kevin Flynn as well. And we are having a little fun at the expense of the Homeland Security Secretary. Aren't you glad he's on that wall for us? Yeah, so I tell you what. You,
what wall is
you do not need to fear, because this guy is implementing. He's implementing things. We don't know what he's implementing, but he is implementing.
And enhancing.
Enhancing. Do you have what is his name again? I never say it right.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Right. Preparing and have been preparing, and we're implementing our plans. We are building further. We are intensifying our efforts.
Yeah.
We are increasing our efforts and enhancing them. So we are not done.
We're not done. We got some implementing to do.
Enhancing. John, Representative Katkos.
I was at the border just 2 weeks ago for about the sixth time since I became ranking member. And I can tell you, there certainly is no real plan for what...
Okay, but...
We are preparing and have been preparing, and we're implementing our plans.
Okay. With who, exactly?
So let's break this down. Again, this is the Secretary...
Yes.
...of Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah.
We have an invasion going on at the border. And, by the way, Democrats... have seen the poll numbers, folks. And if you poll Democrats, they say, hey, you know, this whole Title 42 thing, which again was an effort to say, we have a pandemic, therefore we want to give the border officials a tool to say, we're going to limit how many people come in. Well, guess what? They want to lift that, and they've done no limiting whatsoever. So it would get even worse.
He said out loud that they have control. He said out loud in the hearing that they have not lost control.
Which is,
that's a lie.
He has to say that, of course, but it's an absolute lie when you're talking about the first 6 months of fiscal year 22, over a million encounters. This is the highest it's been in 20 years. It is basically we have a welcome wagon.
There is no control.
Is what we have right now.
It's completely uncontrolled.
Come on in. Come on in, pandemic or not. Can you go live to Fox right now? Because Jim Jordan is about to talk with you. You can, huh?
No, not during our construction.
I want to hear. Yeah. Isn't it on the special feed channel?
Fox? Let me check. It might be.
All right. Because I'd love to hear if they're doing a special on this, or we can get it from C-SPAN, I guess. Anyway, Jim Jordan is always entertaining when he cross-examines these folks, and... hopefully he can ask some rich questions and we can find out what's going on there. Anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind, and more of the word salad in a moment. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Have you got Jordan?
Yeah, I do got him.
And drugs get in because of the stress 2.4 million migrants put on our agents. Stress like Bishop Evans faced when he tragically, heroically, gave his life trying to save two migrants drowning. And, of course, there's the bad things that happen to the people who make the journey. particularly women and children. Americans want legal immigration. President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas want illegal immigration. They want illegal migrants to come, stay, and never go home. Now, the secretary won't say that. In fact, he says everything's just fine. He said it yesterday in two congressional hearings. He said it last September. Quote, the border is secure, he told us. In the 15 months Joe Biden has been president, 2,498,224 illegal migrants have been apprehended at our border. Hundreds of thousands of others that we didn't catch, the gotaways, have also entered our country. And the secretary says the border is secure.
Yeah, where it's under control.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
March of last year was the highest month on record for illegal migrants encountered at our southern border. Highest month in history until the month of April. And April was the highest month on record for illegal migrants coming to our country until the month of May. And May was the highest month on record until the month of June. And June was the highest month on record until the month of July, when 213,593 illegal migrants were at our southwest border. And just 2 months after that, our witness, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said the border is secure. Mr. Secretary, over 200,000 a month, and all the ramifications that has with drugs coming in the country and other people coming in the country, because our agents are so focused on that. If that's a secure border, then you are completely, completely out of touch with the American people. That record last July, guess what? That record last July was just broken last month.
Oh, boy.
And next month,
of course it was.
They're going to make matters worse when they rescind Title 42. A record last July that was just broken last month, and next month they're going to make it worse. I want to go back to that statement the secretary made on September 22nd of last year.
Let's have it. Word salad
time. That statement. There was a second part to the sentence. And this is critical. There was a second part to the statement. He said the border is secure and we are executing our plan.
Oh, there we go, the plan.
The first part of the sentence was false. We know that. We know the numbers. We know what's happening on the border. Everyone understands it. The second part, we are executing our plan. The second part, he was telling us the truth. And that should frighten us all. We have a Secretary of Homeland Security who is intentionally, deliberately, in a premeditated fashion, executing a plan, his words, executing a plan to overwhelm our country with millions and millions of illegal migrants.
100%. 100%.
Executing a plan that causes all kinds of harm to people who make the journey, executing a plan that results in record levels of fentanyl and other drugs entering our nation. Executing a plan that stresses our border agents, stresses our education and healthcare system, stresses our nation. All done intentionally.
100% right.
So, Mr. Chairman, I hope we're going to have a lot of questions for the secretary, but I hope one of the fundamental questions, maybe the fundamental question that he will answer is, why is he doing it? Why is he doing this to our fellow citizens? Why is he doing this to our country? Why is he deliberately doing this to, he is the Secretary of Homeland Security. Why is he intentionally doing this to our nation?
This is going to be good, folks, and we'll try and do as much as we can, dipping in and out of this, when he is forced to actually answer questions and not give us a word salad. And you know what? The look on his face right now is that pretty much he would rather be in a dentist chair.
Getting his eyes gouged out.
Having multiple root canals. Without Novocaine. That's the look on his face right now. I'm kind of picking up that vibe.
Listen to this. This was yesterday. Now, this was yesterday, not last September.
Can you hang on to that? Because some callers are waiting, and I want to get to them here. What's on your mind?
Hear this other one.
By the way, coming up with the program today, North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley will be here next hour, and we're going to spend some time talking with him about his tenure so far. Short tenure, but a lot to do, and looking forward to the conversation with Drew Wrigley. Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up, and John Hinderrocker on the North Dakota Critical Race Theory Tour, so stay tuned for all that. John in Minot, let's get you in here first, and what's on your mind? Go, John.
Yeah, well, how have you heard about this court process and that Furthong or however you want to pronounce it, is planning on putting in a ground short, so they'll be able to spy on that Air Force base right there.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hear you, John, but I think you're talking about the corn processing plant, corn milling plant proposed for Grand Forks that is owned by Fufang, which is the majority shareholder of which is a member of the CCP. I have a story today that I'm going to bring up at some point that is in the Epoch Times. Here's what I will tell you. I had a conversation this week on the Chris Burke Show when I was filling in with Todd Phelan, who is the city administrator for Grand Forks. They have 20 things that they are going through, and all of those 20 things have to check out to the satisfaction of the City Council of Grand Forks, several of which have to do with national security concerns. So right now, Fu Fang is paying for due diligence, basically, on all these 20 things, like water, is it going to be, you know, smell is going to be a problem, do we have the infrastructure, but the most important one is national security. I think there's zero chance that ultimately that plant is built with a Chinese ownership of Fu Fang. Zero. But the process is playing out. We ought to watch it very closely. I think there are several individuals. In fact, Todd Phelan did tell me ADM and Cargill have expressed interest. So there's other people that will do what the Chinese are trying to do, Fu Fang specifically, because I think you're right, John. I think there's exactly zero chance they wouldn't use the location of that facility to do reconnaissance on the Air Force Base. Zero. Zero chance. Thank you for the call, though, and we're watching that one. Henry and Fargo, you're next. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a super stick for a necktie. A brand new house, a whole room sign. It's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new tin that made a bit on top.
You know what that is? That's an example of not utilizing a word salad method of speaking. That was pretty clear.
Yeah.
I'm still back on barbed wire, though. I don't know. Was he walking the barbed wire? Is that what it was, Todd? Todd would know every word of what he just said there. You were singing along, too.
Oh, yeah. All I know is he was the strangest interview I've ever done in my whole life.
Oh, my.
15 minutes of pure torture until I brought up the movie Spinal Tap, then all of a sudden it took off. And
drugs may have been a factor. I don't know. I could be wrong. But folks, did you know that Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company right here? So guess what? When you invest with Advanced Business Methods, you have your investment staying right here in the community. And the hackers can get into those servers through your printers. So that's why you want the pros at Advanced Business Methods that understand all those security risks and provide the products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe. Remember that. And they get her done. They get her done day in and day out. ABMNow.com. That's ABMNow.com. All right, we're really looking forward to this word salad coming from our friends on the Homeland Security. I just need to, before I go back to the phones here, I got a couple of Fargo callers waiting to weigh in. Henry in Fargo, Dick in Fargo. Give me another little tidbit from yesterday.
This was Representative Lucille Roybal Allard, I believe. She's a Democrat from California.
Friendly fire.
Asking him about the 18,000 number that would increase daily if Title 42 goes away, and a poignant response.
The estimates of 18,000 individuals, are those estimates based on a country-by-country projection? And what do the estimates mean in the short term as you consider the department's funding and resource needs?
Listen close.
Madam Chairwoman, we haven't estimated the level of increase that we might experience.
Why would
but what
do
we
that?
Have done is develop different scenarios and planned to each and every one of those scenarios.
Oh, that gives me great comfort. Thank you. Let's move on. Yeah, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
We haven't done any of the math.
No.
We haven't looked at it, but we've got scenarios, and we plan to try those out.
You know who nailed the plan? Jim Jordan nailed the plan.
Yeah, he did.
The plan is exactly as they had hoped it would be, and it's 2.5 million here illegally to come, stay, and never go home, and it doesn't count the gotaways, ladies and gentlemen at the border. Your government at work.
Yep.
There you go. 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Henry Fargo, go.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So they said that, you know, it's working towards their plan, like you had Jim Jordan saying. And that's exactly right. They haven't lost control. There hasn't been one illegal immigrant that didn't catch a plane or a bus to be transported to an inner city or a city across America. So they haven't lost control, like you guys were saying. They totally have control. It is their plan, like Jim Jordan says, what we said. This is treason. This cannot stand. What they are doing to our country is treasonous.
Truly.
I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah, truly.
I don't. And by the way, if you think there is not psyops going on to have you pay attention, this is literally the Wizard of Oz, okay? And they know this is unsustainable, but they're going to get as many in here. And, gosh, they've done a pretty good job of it. 2.5 million already.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
And they wanted to make it worse by 20,000 a day.
Yeah.
And, thankfully, Democrats are going, you know, this whole poll thing is starting to feel real because it is May almost. And in November, we're about to get shellacked at the polls. So in the polls and at the ballots. Yeah,
I want to touch base on one other thing, if I could.
Absolutely.
All right. So the Dinesh D'Souza's movie looks like it's going to just be awesome. I forget the people you had on there before. You had them on. They got another movie out there. So there's two movies out there. But what I want to understand is why Dinesh D'Souza's movie, everybody can believe it with the geocaching and all that stuff, but they can't believe Mike Lindell's science. I mean, none of this stuff, Dinesh D'Souza stuff, all this stealing wouldn't even be getting us close if they wouldn't, Dominion wouldn't have stole the election by hundreds of thousands, you know, if not millions, millions of votes. And yet Mike Lindell gets no traction.
Well, I don't know. When you say he doesn't get any traction with who, right? I mean, there's going to be some people who just want to have it all go away. And by the way, I think there's some Republicans, I would say establishment Republicans, who get it was a mess It was, you know, the pandemic rules were bent, everything else. But they believe that it, you know, you just got to suck it up and get to the next one, and everything will be fine in the next one, which I believe to be horribly naive. Because if you don't fix 2020, what happened as a result of 2020, that's why this lawsuit in Arizona is very interesting right now. You've got mainstream candidates that are part of this, both on the plaintiff and the defendant side, whose political fortunes lie in the balance. And it's very simple. It says, here's hard evidence, so let's go to secure paper. And literally has a remedy for it. Arizona first, and then obviously South Dakota, and as you heard Mike say, ultimately every state will be presented this. So there are things underway that are going that are going to be pretty impossible to do. And I also think these movies make a difference. I think they really make a difference. So, for instance, I've been emailing back and forth with Debbie D'Souza, which is Dinesh's daughter, and evidently they're planning. What did she tell me here? So the movie you're talking about, by the way, by D'Souza, is called
2,000 Mules.
Yeah. Okay.
2,000mules.com. Watch the trailer.
And the launch is, I believe, next week.
Next week, yeah. May 2nd will be theaters. End of next week is the digital.
And they've got a pretty good plan for getting this in front of eyeballs. So I think the don't give up hope, Henry. Just don't give up hope. The more people that see this, look at the border. Look at these polls that are happening. And by the way, the recovery tale that Joe Biden has been telling. Oh, the economy is coming back. Hey, look at it roar. Guess what? We just got a GDP number today. 1.4% decline in the GDP. So now his recovery tale is falling apart. The emperor has no clothes, and it's being undone brick by brick.
Scott, the minority leader of the Republican Congress, caught on tape talking smack about Trump to who? Scalise, another guy. This is deep stuff, my friend. There are so many people that don't want this to happen.
We know that, don't we? We now know that. I mean, again, this is where I think these revelations tell us everything you need to know, and it causes these people to be held accountable. Head up. Nothing to worry about here. I mean, there's always something to worry about. Be vigilant. But these movies are out. I'm going to take that as a positive. These movies are out. They're happening. And by the way, 2,000 Mules is the one the other one you're talking about is rigged. And that's the one that has to do with all the social media influence, specifically Mark Zuckerberg literally writing checks.
$410 million?
Cass County got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
North Dakota got a check.
Yeah.
And thankfully the legislature said, you know, we're not doing that anymore. We're not going to take outside money for that. And of course, you know, it was explained here that, well, we bought lunch for the poll workers. That's wonderful. But I think the government gets enough of our tax dollars, they can buy lunch for the poll workers. We don't need Zuckerberg. Dick in Fargo and Jim in Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, call us 258-0550.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman, Jessica Watkins, to join the International Space Station crew.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, 12 good hooks, hard capture complete.
A 14-year-old boy followed 10-year-old Lily Peters out of her aunt's home Sunday night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. The complaint says he strangled and assaulted her on a walking trail. The underage boy is being held on $1 million bail. It's fire season in America. Nearly a dozen new large fires were reported since the weekend. Four in New Mexico, three in Colorado, and one each in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Another four blazes have popped up, two in Colorado and one in Oklahoma and Virginia. The fires collectively have destroyed hundreds of structures, triggered evacuations in several states, and killed at least one person in Nebraska. USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hungry here today for our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. It's the funnest part of my day when I get to think about what's for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I didn't stop yesterday. The day before, I got some chicken. I always, my fallback at Glendon is the roasted chicken.
Salisbury steak is a thing today. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Lasagna. At the PetroServe USA, 12th and I-29. Harwood has roast beef hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, country fried steak or scallop potatoes and ham. Roast beef hot dish. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's in Harwood and I-29. Roast beef hot dish. That sounds fabulous. Pulled pork or a French dip sandwich in Valley City. PetroServe USA. And Thursdays, you buy any size fountain pop. Guess what? 49 cents. The cookies, the muffins, the caramel rolls. What's not to love? PetroServe USA. All right, who's next here? Dick and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dick. Are you there, Dick? We cannot hear you.
Are you on mute there, Dick?
Maybe you're on mute. Push the unmute button so we can hear you. All right, you talk to... Dick, and see what you can get worked out there. I'll go to Jim. Hello, Jim. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah. Hey, has anybody asked this question about what would Ron DeSantis do if he was governor of Texas?
What would Ron DeSantis do if he was governor of Texas? You're speaking specifically of the border situation, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Do you feel like... Jim Abbott hasn't been aggressive enough down there? The ever
Greg
Abbott, sorry?
Not a dang thing. No. He's letting them. There's no way DeSantis would. Even if Trump were the governor,
he'd
put a halt to this stuff right now. At least make an attempt where at least somebody would have to go down there. And, Biden would have to almost send in the National Guard or the military to stop. DeSantis is our Trump's move.
I've said for a while when Abbott originally talked about building the wall down there and finishing the wall, which I thought fantastic. This is great. And Tommy Fisher was called in and said, "Hey, what's left? What can you do?" And it was this ridiculously long process, and it led me to believe that Abbott is a political animal of the nth degree, in that he says the right things, and but he is. I agree with you. Not aggressive enough. For instance, this idea of busing the illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. I mean, a lot of us go, thank you, this is great, but really, how about stopping them at the border and not putting them on a bus? That'd be a novel concept, right? Gary and Garrison, last call before we go to our guest, Sean Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. We have a fun report today for you to recap what happened as a result of folks getting in their cars and driving to St. Paul, the state capitol on Saturday was great. So John will join us in a moment. Gary, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, my question is, what don't these people understand about illegal? Don't they know what the word means? These people are breaking the law. There are plenty of ways that they can legally come in and apply for citizenship. Not only that, what about all these politicians and other people that are out there helping them to perform this illegal act? Why aren't they charged with aiding and abetting?
Well, I think the reason is they're getting exactly what they want. It goes back to what Jim Jordan said to open the hearing today. They want these 2.5 million people that have come in so far to come, stay, and never go home. That is their plan. So you're talking common sense. They have a plan they're executing while they just continue the word salad of telling you, oh, we're implementing, we're strategizing, we're what have I forgot, Kev, from your buddy?
We have scenarios. We're enhancing some of those scenarios.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gary, but that's not what their plan is. Their plan is to let these people in.
I understand that. I mean, I was raised in Southern California, just a couple miles from the border. Okay, and I know a lot of people that came across legally. And I'm not saying that people that come into this, you know, are fine. But you've got so many of them that are coming in and just taking over, wanting us to adapt to them. And again, these are illegals. What don't they understand about that word?
Who's we? Are you talking about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and this worthless Homeland Security Secretary, what they don't understand about illegal? I think they understand
exactly.
Perfectly. I think they understand perfectly. 100%.
Then why don't they actually enforce this law?
They don't want to enforce the law. They want illegal immigrants to come here, stay here, and never go home.
It's called your next generation of voters.
This is the world we live in. So our one right now immediate thing is the political pain that's happening from this, and it is. Democrats now are going, wait a minute, on this Title 42 deal, whoa. Because now that little thing called my own political situation is being harmed, so now I better say something. And, of course, November will be a big deal, too. John Hinderhocker's here. I like John's take on this first here before we talk about Saturday, because John's from the Center of the American Experiment, and they have a great reputation, not only in Minnesota, all across the country, taking on these issues from a conservative education standpoint. Obviously got a frustrated caller there who's saying, what don't they understand about the illegal activity that is happening right here? What's your answer to that, John?
Yeah, I got to tell you a quick story about that. When Sonny Bono years ago was first running for Congress after he had served as mayor of Palm Beach, a reporter asked him, what's your position on illegal immigration? And Sonny looked at him and he said, my position? What do you mean my position? It's illegal. And, you know, yeah, that's right. And that's the point of view that your caller was expressing. You know, we're supposed to live under the laws here in the United States, but we don't.
But don't you think this is all intentional? And just the idea is get as many in as they possibly can before the political pain is such that they have to actually stop it. I mean, don't you think?
Well, it is. To your point, Scott, they worry about demographics, the people on the left. You know, they've got way too many voters who are urban, who don't have very many children, and they get nervous about that. And so I think I forget who said it, you or your caller, but they're thinking about the next generation of voters. Because number one, some of these illegals will vote because of, you know, lousy election integrity, but their children will vote for sure. And so the left is always playing a long game. They don't just think about this week and next week. They think about the future. And I think that's what they have in mind.
We had a most enjoyable Saturday at the state capitol in St. Paul, and I was even happier on Sunday when I saw the fruits of that labor show up in another word salad by Tim Walz in the State of the State address. But there were some words there that led me to believe he was listening on Saturday. What did you think, John?
Well, I don't know about that, Scott. I mean, we got to keep the pressure on. I don't think that Tim Walz or any other Democrat in St. Paul is going to wake up one morning and say, you know what? The conservatives have been right all along. We need lower taxes in this state. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. And but I do think that they're standing for election in November. And if the voters make themselves heard, so the politicians realize, man, I better get behind reasonable tax rates, or I'm going to be in trouble in November. I think that's what we need. But Scott, I agree with you. We had a great time on Saturday at the state capitol in St. Paul. We had the rotunda filled to overflowing. We had people hanging from the rafters up on the second floor over the balcony. And it was really fun to lead that crowd of Minnesotans in chants. You know, it's our surplus, give it back. And I think we have been heard loud and clear. I think a lot of politicians have sat up and taken notice.
Yeah, it was invigorating. And it's great to see people just saying, come on. And this should not be difficult, my gosh. With all the money that's poured into Minnesota, just to, you know, the free clean up your sins blue, bailout fund that came from the federal government that's caused all this inflation by just pouring all this out. And then, what is there, another like $2 or $3 billion in a slush fund? In a rainy day fund, and on top of that,
the rainy day fund is full. We have federal money, you know, coming out of our pockets. And we got a $9.3 billion surplus, the vast majority of which is structural. What that means is that our tax rates are just too high, even for the extravagant level of spending that we've got in this state. I mean, it's unbelievable. We have the sixth highest tax burden, overall tax burden of any state. We have the sixth highest personal income tax, high tax rate of any state. We have the third highest corporate income tax rate of any state. And as you know, Scott, we're losing people. In every income range from $50,000 on up, we are a net loser of residents to other states. We're not the state that is creating the good-paying jobs. We're not the state that is attracting entrepreneurs from around the country saying, I know where I want to start my business. I want to start it in Minnesota. Nobody is saying that. And the fundamental reason is that our taxes are way too high.
You did a good job of explaining that, too, to the crowd there on Saturday, that Minnesota is underperforming where it ought to be. In a growth standpoint, and this is a big reason why. I want to, we only have about a minute left, but I want to get a plug in for the Center of the American Experiment's expansion into North Dakota. You're going to be spending more time here, and this CRT tour that's coming up is, I think, extraordinarily important. You're going to be in a lot of different places throughout North Dakota. Tell us about the latest on the CRT tour. Critical race theory is what I'm talking about, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Last year, as you know, we did a 22-city tour of Minnesota talking about critical race theory and its infiltration into the public schools. And this year we're taking that same tour, more or less, to North Dakota. Katrin Wigfall, our education policy fellow, is going to be conducting it. We're probably going to hit 8 to 10 cities in North Dakota in two separate trips, one later in May and then the next one early in the summer. And so we'll be talking about critical race theory. And if you think that these horrible concepts aren't coming to your neighborhood, you're probably wrong, because they're all over the place. And Scott, we may also this time work in some information on some of the gender nonsense that is going on in the public schools.
Yeah, wow. And we don't have to look very far for the gender nonsense and what's happening. And, look at Florida. I mean, all you need to do, go to a TikTok account for liberals of TikTok, libs of TikTok, I think it's called, and you have educators across the country talking about what they're teaching. And Florida said, we've seen enough, thank you very much. So we're going to say hard stop on that in kindergarten through third grade, and liberals continue to be in meltdown over it. So it's here, isn't it, John? It's real.
It absolutely is here. And frankly, Scott, it's child abuse. I mean, what some of these public schools are doing to our kids, it's shocking, it's shameful, and it's got to stop.
AmericanExperiment.org, by the way, is the website to find out more and keep tabs on the places they will be. We're going to be on that tour with them all across the great state of North Dakota. Looking forward to it. Starts late May, so stay tuned on that. John, have a great day. Thanks for the update.
You too. Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
The great John Hinderacher, the center of the American Experiment, with us on What's On Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Little Plumber. 1908, that's how H.A. Thompson & Sons started, as the Little Plumber. Kind of that can-do attitude. And the Thompson family tradition continues to this day over 100 years later. And now they've expanded not only all throughout North Dakota, but the surrounding region as well. And they are the indoor air quality experts. Not only for the schools and the long-term care facilities that have taken advantage of the expertise from H.A. Thompson & Sons, but, you know, that mom-and-pop bar or restaurant, your home, hatandsons.com to find out more. They can tell you everything you need to know. Indoor air quality experts, H.A. Thompson & Sons. So now that Elon Musk has forked over $44 billion of his own money, do you guys be feeling a little more comfortable about free speech? You think we can actually say things now? I think it's safe for me to invite people to hear, wait for it, Dr. Peter McCullough. You know the Dr. Peter McCullough,
yep,
who is
yep.
probably most famous for almost getting Joe Rogan fired
mm-hmm.
because he actually, you know, sat down and talked to somebody about, oh, I don't know, a second opinion?
Right.
Do you remember when that was kind of a normal thing? Like, hey, we think you have a year to live.
Yep.
I'm going to go find a second opinion there and try to see if there's some other treatments, right? Isn't that what doctors do? Isn't that science?
Yeah. Well, and how many different treatments have we found over the years that we found simply by trying something and,
oh, silence! Silence, Todd Mitchell. You mentioned treatments and COVID. The only treatment is a shot. You know that. Come on. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Unless it's ivermectin.
I encourage you to take advantage of the fact that Dr. Peter McCullough will be part of it's going to be fascinating. It really is. It is 1 week from this Friday, May 6th at the Avalon Event Center. It's going to be about a two-hour event. Q&A will be part of it. In addition to Dr. Peter McCullough, there will be, and here I hope we're in a place now where we don't have to, like, literally walk on eggshells about anything, but just have a conversation. And whether you agree with Dr. McCullough, more importantly, even if you disagree, come there and be part of this discussion. Or if you're just trying to find out, like, you know, what's correct here. Because there's another wave coming, a variant. And I'm concerned it'll be used as the way to do a little, you know, lockdown 2.0, 3.0 for, coincidentally, I don't know, November
of
2022.
Let's watch and see if they tee it up and try.
Yeah.
And put them past anybody.
I think we know so much more now. But anyway, it'll be a good conversation. Chris Kobach will be there, too. And Chris Kobach's a wicked good lawyer who fought and won in the Supreme Court for two North Dakota businesses. Got to stay on the OSHA rule that said, if you have, 500 or more employees, you too will be shut down. And then also, Kim Witzik, we talked to yesterday, who's been a drug safety expert for many, many years. Tickets at ndcan.org, ndcan.org, or at Eventbrite. And we'd love to see you there. Mark it on your calendar. Avalon Event Center, Fargo, May 6th. The one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, ladies and gentlemen, to fill our bucket on the Patriots, on a patriotic way to live our day in and day out, despite the storm clouds that are out there and the crazy things that are happening in their country, the border, and elsewhere. You have the salve, Jim, don't you? It's called Old Glory.
It sure makes a lot of people feel well. You know, Scott, good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. You know, when the flag flies outside a person's home, they're just overjoyed to see it. And, it creates a finishing touch. And I'm at a friend of yours. I think you know Mr. Donovan Schumacher from the Bismarck area. He knows you, and I think maybe through the University of Mary. His son is in the ministry. Anyways.
You know, you could tell him I'm going to be at the University of Mary Arizona State University campus for the show on Monday and Tuesday next week. So I love our friends at the University of Mary. Yeah, exactly right. So say hi to him.
Yeah, I will. And, you know, he's you can just tell he's a great man of God and American, and enjoys all the fruits. He's had he's a young spry 80, and he just gets around helping, holding the ladder. Don't tell my insurance guy, but we're just kind of up the ladder on his pole, trying to make it work. But very patient, very kind, and great American. There's another great American. He's been on my heart for a whole week, and I feel like I'm just supposed to praise him. You know, I get all the praise all the time. Gentleman out of Mohall, Mr. Tom Geringer. Anybody knows Tom, they probably know the heart that he has. He installed a flagpole, sponsored it for a cemetery out near north of Mohall, and then he's heading up three more flagpoles in Mohall. And his daughter has a little medical issue last time I talked to him, and he was kind of tore up about that. So if we could keep his family in our prayers. But just a just a great American. I believe he was in the Vietnam War, and he cares so much about his community and his family, and he's giving back. And he's just a great example of a great American. I'm proud to serve him. We're going to put up a 50 and I think 240s in Mohall, and then on the opposite end of Mohall, there's the seed Hefty Seed Company's putting up a 50.
Of course they are. So, that's Charlie. Way to go, Charlie. Charlie Adams up there at the wonderful Hefty Seeds in Mohall. That's fantastic. I love how you celebrate your customers. I just want you to have more of them because that means we are doing everything in our part to stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. We ought to thank the good Lord every day that we were born here. Jim the Flagpole Guy. Jim the Flagpole Guy. 571-FLAG is the telephone number. 701-57-FLAG or at ndflagpoleguy.com. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too. We're kind of Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.